Welcome to this week's edition of Focus Fridays here on WKLM. Focus Fridays is being brought to you by Hobbrins Insurance, Home Siding, Rohde's IGA, Millersburg Electric, Pomerene Hospital, MRV Siding, and Millersburg Tire. I am Melissa Patrick for WKLM's Focus Fridays, and this week my guest is Holmes County Park Director Jen Halverson. Thank you for coming in, Jen. I appreciate you sharing with us what it is that you do with the parks in our county.
Thank you for having me. Happy to be here.
And so let's start out. You are the director for the Holmes County Park District, correct? That's the proper title.
Yes, yeah.
And so how long have you been in that position?
I have been with the Park District for 19 years.
And have you been the director the whole time you've been with the district?
Yes, yes.
Now, were you on like the board or anything before becoming the director?
No, I actually lived out of state when I applied for the position to come back. So I came back into this role entirely.
And so were you looking to come home, or did it just happen that you found it and you're like, hey?
It was sort of one of those, hey, right time, right place. Everything kind of fell into place. It was a great opportunity to come back home. I don't know that we were pursuing it actively, but it definitely was. It ended up being the right time and the right thing to do.
Because you are originally from Holmes County.
Yes. Yep. Grew up here.
That's what I thought that was the case. Now, do you have to have any special degrees or anything for what you're doing?
I don't know specifically. I actually have a degree in sport management from Mount Union. And back when I was in school, there was an emphasis either in marketing or recreation. At the time, I focused on the marketing track, but I took a lot of the recreational classes. So long term, that really benefited me. And just a lot of the experiences I've got in life before I came back here were in that area. So it was a good fit for me.
Well, even having both, I mean, really works out.
Yes, yes. It's necessary in this day and age to kind of have a little bit of a marketing background as well.
So what were you doing before becoming park director? Vague, I mean, you don't have to go into super detail.
Sure. After college, I moved out to Iowa for my first job. I worked for about 5.5, 6 years for a junior hockey team, and then worked in a distributor out there.
And so you came back here, and now you're in charge of the park. There's obviously been a whole lot of changes that have occurred in your time. How does it feel looking back now to see what all has been accomplished?
Looking back now, it's really fun and amazing to see all that we've accomplished. When you're in the thick of it, you feel like it's taking forever and you're never going to get out the other side and never going to cross that finish line and get the project done. But hindsight, looking back, I can see that, wow, this is done and this is done and this is done. It just takes a long time to get some of these projects done.
And how many different parks, quote unquote, do we have in Holmes County that you are in charge of?
Sure. The park district probably has close to 1,000 acres of property they either own or manage or maintain. But as far as specific parks, there's probably, you know, 4 or 5 that are open to the public and used regularly by the public.
And so you guys are obviously maintaining more than what's open to the public then.
Maintaining or keeping an eye on, making sure it's staying as a natural preserve. You know, obviously the Holmes County Trail is our most popular park that we've got, or most well-known, I guess. And the park district has really been focused on maintaining and preserving that natural corridor. So there are areas along that where the park district might own a wetland where we're not going to let the public tromp around in the wetland, but we're going to do everything we can to preserve and make sure that stays a good wetland for the area.
And you've actually opened up some new areas since coming here as well that weren't originally park area or usable area.
Definitely, definitely. I mean, we've expanded the Holmes County Trail. We have recently opened Legacy Point Park, the old Holmes County landfill. Several years ago, the park district took over ownership of Big Prairie Lake Memorial Park, so that's another property that we own and maintain out there. The old fairgrounds is a natural green space that a lot of the public can enjoy. And then we've got James L. Christie Memorial Pool that the park district now operates and owns.
I didn't know you took over Big Prairie. See, we're learning things every day. Well, we're going to take a little pause here. We'll go more in more depth of what it is that you do as the park director. That's Jen Halverson, the park director for Holmes County. I'm Melissa Patrick for Focus Fridays on WKLM. I am back here with Holmes County Park Director Jen Halverson. I'm Melissa Patrick for Focus Fridays on WKLM. And so we were just getting started on learning about how you got into the park director position. So with all these different locations and things that the parks encompass in a Holmes County, that probably keeps you from having a typical day when you come into work.
Yes. Yeah. The days can vary depending on the season that we're in. Obviously, the summer months are going to be more of a construction time period for us. So if we're going to do trail construction or work on any of the properties, that's the time of year we're going to do that. And that can spread into the fall or the spring, depending on weather and Mother Nature. And then the winter months, there's a lot of time that we spend writing grants, budgeting, planning for those future projects, trying to find all the money and putting the plans together so we're ready when the weather does break so we can start doing some of those other projects. We also still do some youth recreation in the community. So depending, again, another sort of season play, depending what season we're in there, things can look a little differently. We do youth volleyball, youth golf, and our youth track program.
So how many people are involved with the park district via, you know, like that are paid? Obviously there's a lot of volunteers, but people that are working with you in general.
Sure. I mean, we have a very small staff. I'm the only full-time person that we have. But when we get into those busier seasons, obviously when the pool's open, I've got staff over there, lifeguards, pool management. I try to have some summer help at the depot. And then we work closely with the Holmes County Rails to Trails Coalition for the maintenance and upkeep of the trail. So we contract with them to do a lot of that for us, and they take care of that for us. We do contract with a lot of other individuals to help us maintain those properties, whether it's mowing or building trail or...
But really, it's a lot of volunteer work that goes into keeping the parks in Holmes County as awesome as they are.
Definitely. It helps us do more with what we've got. We couldn't get as far and do as much without the community that we're in.
And so you mentioned that it depends on the season. A lot of folks would think, oh, it's a park, you're not busy in the winter, but the way you were talking, you're just as busy in the winter.
Yes, we're still working in the winter months, and that's a lot of the times when some of those major grants that we use, those applications are due. So we spend a lot of time working on that. The Holmes County Trail, we keep that open year-round. So if we've got a snowstorm or if we've got some issues out there, we're still dealing with those. And we hope to keep Legacy Point open year-round. So we'll see how that goes and what that plays into it. But there's still things that we're doing in the winter months.
Now, do you guys have a budget that comes from the county, or do you work solely with grant funds and donations and fundraisers?
We receive part of the inside millage from the county.
Okay.
And that's primarily our operating budget. And then we receive significant amounts of grant funding to do our construction, our repair projects. And then we work with a lot of volunteers and local donors for everything else.
So you guys are doing a lot with the little bit that you have.
Definitely. Definitely. Yes.
Funding can always be tricky when you're maintaining as many acreage as you are, because they don't just sit there. It's got to have constant attention.
Yes. Yes. We've got to constantly be mowing or removing snow or cleaning up trees that have fallen down. There's always something. Again, it goes kind of goes back to those seasons, that there's always something that's going to be happening out there that needs to be taken care of.
Because nature happens.
Yes.
And do you get out into the nature as much as people would think? Oh, park director's got to be outside all the time. But you're wearing a lot of hats under that director position.
I really enjoy when I do get out and get to check out new trails or new properties that we've opened, or kind of see them as they're progressing. I wish I could get out more, but I do spend a lot of time in the office as well. But I do enjoy when I can get out there and enjoy our properties, whether it's while I'm working as part of my job or while I'm just a visitor and a resident on a weekend, maybe wanting to see what's going on.
All right. Well, we will learn more about what goes in to keeping things going in the park system here in Holmes County. That's Jen Halverson, the director. I'm Melissa Patrick for WKLM's Focus Fridays. We are back here on Focus Fridays. I have the Holmes County Park Director, Jen Halverson. I'm Melissa Patrick with WKLM. We had kind of mentioned some of the projects that you've done with the park district to really add to Holmes County. And so one of the newest ones we mentioned was Legacy Park. How did that whole concept get started? Was that something you've been planning for a while? Or, you know, how do you decide, hey, let's add this new park or let's add this new wildlife area?
Sure. That one has definitely been a long time coming. It was in the planning stages for quite a long time. I'm not very good with remembering how long ago, but it was quite a while ago. The county commissioners invited me out to the property and said, someday, could you imagine? And I thought, what? You know, it was hard. I mean, the property was beautiful then too, but it was hard to kind of wrap my head around what it could become. But eventually we were able to acquire the property at the Park District and then just start thinking about what we could do out there and how we could do it. And it was just a perfect storm of the right people, the right place, the right time. And we were able to get it started and get it going and finally open trails this summer. And then we've got a couple more that are going to be ready to open here in the next couple of weeks.
Do you guys have an idea of what you want there before you put it out to design? Do you have like a group of you? How does putting together all these trails for that come together?
Well, I do have a park board. We haven't talked about them yet, but they're involved in the process and in the steps, and we talk a lot about the different properties and projects. I try to find people in the community or people in the state or the area who have maybe more knowledge than I do in what we're doing out there to try to figure out the best places to do this and the best way to do it and the most efficient way to do it. I am not an engineer by trade, I guess, by education, so I can't tell you that we can go and put this bridge in here to get across this little creek, but I can tell you, wouldn't this be a really great place to cross? And and so we've worked with people in that sense. And as we start growing that property out there, one of the trails that we're going to open here in a couple weeks is going to allow horseback riders. And so again, reach out to those people who do that on a regular basis, members of the Ohio Horsemen's Council, and there's a lot of people in our community that ride horses. So have them come out and tell us and walk us through the area where we want to put those trails in, tell us the best way to do it and how to do it. Tell us how to set up our parking lots so we can accommodate them when they come in with their horses and their trailers. It takes a village, it takes a community to do this, and it's important that we talk to those community members and people who've done it before to make sure we're doing it the right way.
And really with the Park District, safety always has to be like right here. People may not realize how important it is. Oh, they're just outdoors, but with outdoors, it's got a whole lot of unknowns that you guys have to kind of plan for.
Definitely. Like I said, we always want to make sure that we're putting trails in safe places, safe areas, and we're not creating dangerous situations for people in the community when they're out there, because you may have a beginner or a family who doesn't hike much and this is their first time out there. And so you want to make sure that they're prepared and aware of what they're getting into, but it's able to accommodate them as well.
Because like we said before, nature doesn't stop. So you always have the trees growing and grass, and it keeps everybody busy.
It does. It does. It definitely does. And we found with a lot of the properties that once they're open, those, you know, whether it's trail users or people just enjoying the park, you know, they start to help us out. I've got people who just walk, and every time they walk, they have a plastic bag and they pick up every piece of trash that they see. Or if they see a tree down, they're going to call me. Or if they see somebody maybe breaking the rules, they're going to have a conversation with that person. We're going to make sure people know what they're doing, but they help us take care of the property.
And it seems to be working out pretty well with everything so far.
It does. It does. Like I said, we've got a great community and people help us keep an eye on things and take care of things.
And one of the other newer properties that you guys have is the Saps Run Preserve, the old fairgrounds. Was that something you ever thought you'd acquire too? Or because that really, the fair switch happened right around when you were becoming director, didn't it?
It was a few years after.
Okay.
I was here for that. It was a good opportunity, A, for the Park District to get some green space that's very close to the Holmes County Trail. It's a floodplain, a wetland. You know, it's not a place that anybody's really going to want to build something or do something else with. It was an opportunity for us to acquire that from the Fair Board or the County Commissioners, so then they had a pot of money to go invest in a future site, in a future property. So again, it worked out really well for all of us. And now that we've got the pool, we've kind of got that whole little recreation area with that, with the depot, the pool, the Holmes County Trail that we've all connected.
And you mentioned it is a wetland space. You would think, oh, well, that just makes it easy. Just let it be green space. But you still have to have a plan on what how to maintain it safely.
Yes. Yeah. So we do some mowing out there a couple times a year, and just keep an eye on things. There are, you know, more, and I don't want to say development that we could, but we could develop the wetlands more, and maybe down the road we'll do that when we find a funding source for that. But right now it's just open green space that the community can go and enjoy.
And it's nice to know that that's going to be green space in perpetuity.
Yes, that is one of the great things about the projects that we do. They're set up to be that way forever and ever. So a lot of the green space that we acquire, we're preserving it for generations to come. The trail is going to be there for generations to come. Legacy Point Park is going to be there for generations to come. They are protected in that sense that they can't be sold off later down the road.
That's always a nice feeling to know, because they're beautiful spaces. If you haven't got a chance to check them out, definitely should check them out. We're going to be back with more. We'll talk more on the different spaces here in Holmes County that you can recreate. That's the Park Director Jen Haverson for Holmes County. I'm Melissa Patrick for WKLM's Focus Fridays. Back again here on Focus Fridays. I am with Holmes County Park Director Jen Haverson. I'm Melissa Patrick for WKLM. And we started talking about some of the newest parks and recreation and preserve areas in the county. And one of the tried and true places to recreate is the Rails to Trails.
Yes. It's, like I said before, definitely probably our most well-known, most popular property that we have.
And it's a constant work in progress, getting the pieces to eventually have the complete way across Holmes County.
Yes, it's another one that it has been a long time working on it. But just this summer, fall, a couple weeks ago, we opened up another stretch of that trail. So it's always exciting when we can add mileage to the trail. We opened about 4 miles outside of Glenmont. So we're headed back towards Kilbuck. We're not quite all the way to Kilbuck yet, but we're getting there.
And I do feel like that's an upcoming project.
Yes, it is. I'm happy to say that is on our agenda to start next summer, with the hopes that, I'm not sure if it'll be a 1 year or 2 year project, but they'll definitely start working on that next summer.
Because that's a tricky spot of land there to get through, isn't it?
It is. It's a very wet area of the trail. There's a lot of bridges through there, but it's going to be another beautiful stretch when it's all done.
And when you get into those wet areas, you have a lot of EPAs and things to make sure that everything is done to be safe for people and the environment that's there.
Yes. We deal with the EPA and the Army Corps on a lot of our trail projects. There's a lot of wetlands and wet areas in Holmes County, and so we want to make sure that we're aware of where they're at and we're doing what we need to do to avoid them.
Because the park isn't just about giving trails to people to walk, it's preserving the land so people can enjoy while they walk.
Definitely.
And so how long has the Rails to Trails been in progress, getting to the point where we are at now? It's been a while.
It has been a long time. I believe in the mid-90s is sort of when it all started to become a dream and people started moving on it. It was with the nonprofit, the Holmes County Rails to Trails Coalition, then, that started it. In 2005, I think they opened their first stretch of trail. In 2006, the Park District got involved as ownership and management and operating of the property. And we've just been kind of adding on and moving along since then.
Has that always been the goal, was to have it run the whole way? Or has that just been something that's came about and been an opportunity that you can take advantage of?
A little bit of both. I mean, I think it was always the goal, if the opportunity arose, to take advantage of it, that we could have that full stretch, that, you know, almost 30 miles of trail going from the northern border to the southern border. The great thing about it is that trail doesn't stop there at the Knox County line, and it doesn't stop at the Wayne County line. Down at Knox County, we tie right into their Mohican Valley Trail and then the Cocosin Gap Trail. And so if you were to start at State Route 520 and head south, you would get all the way through Knox County on trails. And so that's a significant stretch of mileage that you can bike or walk utilizing trails.
And people do it often.
Definitely, definitely. That we're also part, I say, you know, it doesn't end at the border. We're part of the Ohio to Erie Trail. So that's a trail system that's connecting Cincinnati, Columbus, and Cleveland. Happens to roll right through Holmes County. And there are a lot of people who that's their vacation, or that's their summer goal, is they want to bike all of that or part of that. And so we see a lot of people who do that as well.
I will cheer those people on. I am not that motivated.
It's always fun because you can pick them out. Typically, they've got the large packs on the side of the bikes, and to stop them and say, hey, where are you coming from? Where'd you start? And it's not always Columbus or Cincinnati. You know, sometimes they'll say, I started in D.C. or I started in California. It's amazing how people end up here on our trail.
And they have beautiful trails to see. And we're going to keep adding and maintaining, and hopefully we see that last piece there through Killbuck come to fruition, look just as nice as the one that opened in Glenmont.
That's the plan, yep.
And you mentioned how it originally started with the Rails to Trails. They're still involved with helping to maintain that.
Definitely, definitely. That is a local nonprofit, and they are the main funder of all of the maintenance and ongoing development of the Holmes County Trail. So the mowing, the blowing, the snow removal, the trees that are down, they help cover all of that. Some of the repair projects that we do, there needs to be a local match, and they'll assist us with that. We've got a repair project coming up from just north of Millersburg down to Killbuck, and that'll be a time that the coalition will help us.
And that's all funded through the auction that they have in the summer.
Yes, yes, their funding comes through that. And then other people who just give donations to the group, and lots of volunteers.
And estates and all that yeah. Fun stuff. And so you kind of help them out a little bit too when it comes to marketing for the auction and putting the auction together and things.
Yes, I am part of the Holmes County Rails to Trails Coalition as well, and help them with that, definitely.
And they're an important piece to keeping the trails going.
Oh, we could not do what we do. We would not have the trail up to the standard that we have right now without them. That is a very important piece of it.
Maybe gravel path, you
know? Yeah.
And these are, and the whole part of Rails to Trails, it's all paved, correct?
Correct. Through Holmes County, it is all paved. We've built our trail wider than most that you're going to see in the typical areas, and we try to make it as wide as we can. Some areas it's a little narrower, whether it be because of the lay of the land or the wetlands or hillsides. But because we want to accommodate those Amish buggies, it's a safer route for them. Bikes, e-bikes, walkers, strollers. We want to make sure that everybody's got a safe place.
And it gets used a lot. Anytime you can see it from the road, you generally see somebody on the trail.
Definitely. We're one of the few probably areas that, you know, we plow the snow because we know we're going to have people on there year-round using it to get from point A to point B. But yeah, through those warmer weather months, the spring, summer, fall, there are a lot of people out there.
Other people are probably like, wait, you plow your trail?
Yes, when people from out of town come in and we talk, they're surprised that we do that, or that's part of the process. But it's what we do so our community can use it.
All right, we will be back. We're going to take a little break here. That is the Holmes County Park Director, Jen Halverson. I'm Melissa Patrick for WKLM's Focus Fridays. Back again here on WKLM's Focus Fridays, I have the Holmes County Park Director, Jen Halverson. I'm Melissa Patrick for WKLM, and we've been talking a lot about the trails and things you can do here in Holmes County to recreate. And one of the places that you can utilize in the summer is the James L. Crissy Memorial Pool.
Yes, it is. Several years ago, the Park District took over ownership and operation of the pool, and it's been a great addition for the Park District. It was, when we were approached, it was another one of those things that we thought, how are we going to do this? How can we do this? And the community really stepped up with local support. We're able to do it. We're able to keep it affordable so families can go and enjoy a local facility, a fun facility, a safe facility all summer. And we're able to offer swim lessons, which was a huge piece for my board, that we're able to make sure more and more members of the community know how to swim.
Because it's amazing how much I didn't learn until I was pretty close to an adult.
Yes. And we want to try to hit those kids when they're young, so they've got that lifelong
it's
skill.
Easier.
They've got it. Well, and then they've got it whenever they need it. So that's very important. Most of our swim lessons do focus on kids, but we do private lessons for any age, any level. So a lot of opportunity for anybody and everybody to learn how to swim.
That's always good to know, because usually when you hear, oh, there's swim lessons available, you're just like, Oh, well, maybe for kids. And it could be embarrassing for an adult.
Right, right. If there's an adult or someone who needs a little extra attention or a little extra time, we do have those private lessons. So they're not thrown in with the five-year-olds. And like you said, it could be a little uncomfortable.
And so you say you guys were, the park district was approached to take over the pool.
Yes, yeah.
That probably had to have a lot of thought because it wasn't on the original plan.
Definitely. It had sat dormant, empty for several years, and just a member of the community drove by it and was like, we need to open this back up. What can I do to open this back up? And so we had a lot of conversations with him and his family, and they actually stepped up and were big supporters in the renovation and continue to be big supporters in the operations of it.
So it was privately owned prior?
No, it was owned by the village.
It was owned by the village. Okay. That was before my time around here. So
yeah, because I think we've had it for maybe about 10 years. It's hard. Time flies.
Yeah. And now you guys have all the upkeep of the pool and keeping lifeguards and keeping things up to date, because it's not just a pool. You've got the little thing. And
yeah, we've got a little splash features, water features for the kids. It's a zero entry, so it's accommodating for all swim levels and all ages down to the 6-foot deep end. But yeah, pools do take a lot of upkeep between the chlorine and the filters and just making sure everything's up to standards. We've been lucky that we've had amazing lifeguards over the years, and every winter we hope that we have amazing lifeguards apply again. So yeah, we've been very lucky.
Hopefully some of those swim lessons that you give help eventually bring in lifeguards as they get older.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, we've had some kids who have made it through the whole program. They've, you know, graduated level 3 swim lessons, and they're very confident when they go to take that swim test. That's a piece of cake for them.
And being a lifeguard is one of those great first jobs for responsibility, learning. So you guys are a part of that too.
Yes, I think it is. I think it is a great first job. We realize most of our lifeguards are high school or college students. And so we try to keep that in mind when we're scheduling. We try to work with them because it's important that those kids that are, whether they're in sports or band or 4-H or FFA, like, we want them to still be able to do those things because that's important for them, but to give them the opportunity to have that summer job and to help us and to help the community. It's a way for them to give back to the community. Without lifeguards, we don't have a swimming pool.
Because you got to have lifeguards.
Definitely, definitely.
With a deep end over a certain amount, they're required.
Yeah, I think with our facility, they'd be required no matter what with it being a public facility, but yeah.
Now, do you handle like the scheduling and things, or do you have a person that's in charge of the pool, essentially?
I work very closely with our management over there to make sure that we've got the lifeguard schedule and the swim lesson schedule, but we have managers and swim lesson coordinators who carry the heavy load.
And one of the other things that you have available for kids are the track programs and the volleyball program and things.
Yes. So we still offer some youth recreation. That's a piece that's sort of definitely evolved over my time here. And if people who grew up here, the Park District did a lot more youth recreation 20, 30, 40 years ago. And just over time, it's sort of evolved. And those sports have peeled off and gone to other groups. And if we have other groups that support us and want to take over, you know, the flag football program, if they've got a good plan and they've got a sturdy foundation, we definitely support that. But we still offer a youth volleyball program. It runs during the winter months. We start up after the first of the year. So it runs kind of February, March, April, give or take. It's for kids in grades 3 through 6. We run a youth track program that usually is about the month of May. And we run that for 4-year-olds to 12-year-olds. It is a fun program because it's running, jumping, throwing. It's everything kids are doing in the backyard, and it gives them an opportunity to come out and do it as part of this team or this group. So it's a lot of fun there. And then in the summer, we run a golf clinic and a golf league, and those go for kids 3rd through 8th grade. And so those are a lot of fun. Our goal at the Park District is that we've got local, affordable recreational opportunities, whether they be these youth recreation programs, so people can, you know, they're not very expensive, they're not requiring a lot of your time or your driving, but your kids are getting an opportunity to be exposed to these sports and exposed to what it means to be a part of a team. And the same thing goes for the swimming pool. It's a local, it's affordable. It doesn't take a lot of time for you to get to this facility if you want an opportunity to come and swim. And then the properties that we have in general, again, they're free properties. They're local. They're affordable. We have some great trails and some great parks here locally.
And it's awesome that we can offer this to the residents and anybody who comes into Holmes County for as far as the trails and things.
Yes, the trails bring visitors in, and we've got a lot of visitors who will stop by the depot and say, I didn't know you guys had a trail. Next time I'm bringing my bikes. And so that's great. It gives them another reason or another opportunity to come back to Holmes County.
And we've got one final segment coming up here on Focus Fridays. That is Holmes County Park Director Jen Halverson. I'm Melissa Patrick for WKLM. Back one last time for a final segment with Holmes County Park Director Jen Halverson. I'm Melissa Patrick with Focus Fridays. And Jen, we mentioned way back when, and we kind of didn't get back into it, but there is a park board that does help you with decisions and things.
Yes, I have a 3-member volunteer park board. They are appointed by the probate judge. They serve rotating 3-year terms, and they've been a great support all the 19 years that I've been here. You know, some have been there the whole time, some have been there several years or a few years, but they've been a great support group for me.
It's good to have those extra voices when you're a one-person show.
Yes, they represent the community to make sure we're being good stewards of the dollars and the properties that we have and that we're doing what's best for Holmes County.
Now, do they have requirements like some boards, like you need to be a business person, or is it just live in Holmes County?
They just need to be a resident of Holmes County. As I said, they're appointed by the probate judge, so he might have a process or steps that he goes through.
I didn't know that was a probate appointment, so yeah. We always learn something here on Focus Fridays. A lot of times when you are in a director position, there are lots of groups to be a part of, whether it's an association for directors or other committees within the community that you need to work with. Are you members of anything like that?
Sure. I'm a member of the State Association, the Ohio Parks and Recreation Association. Unfortunately, being a one-person staff, I don't make it to a ton of their events or programs, but I appreciate having that group that I can bounce ideas off of, or sometimes even when other members throw out questions, it's interesting to see the feedback that they give. So that's a great opportunity. I serve on the Tourism Council here in Holmes County. That has been a great fit for the Park District. They've been great supporters of ours and realize that the parks are an important part of our future tourism, outdoor recreation, ecotourism. They're all big players right now in that field. And as I mentioned earlier, I serve on the Holmes County Rails to Trails Coalition Board.
So amongst all the things you're doing as director, you have all this added in. So that keeps you pretty busy, I'm sure. But it's a great load of resources.
Yes, yes. It's definitely busy, but it's something I enjoy. It's something I'm grateful that I get to be a part of. I appreciate doing this for the community. So it's a good busy.
And having that Directors Association, there's always going to be something that comes up that you're like, I've never dealt with this before. What do I do?
Yes. When we took over a swimming pool, they were a great resource of how do we get people trained? How do we do this? What are the requirements for that? So that was definitely a time that we went to that group.
And we just added Legacy Park, like we talked about, and Saps Run. You're getting ready to add on to that last leg of Rails to Trails. Are there any other future projects being dreamed up right now that to add to the recreation in Holmes County?
Those are the big ones right now. I think Legacy Point, we're going to see a lot of dreams out there come to fruition over the next couple of years. As I mentioned before, we hope to start horseback riding out there soon. Hopefully in the next year or so, we'll see mountain biking becoming a piece of that. So those are the big, big goals right now that we've got.
And it's a lot of goals to put together. Doesn't sound like much, but it's a lot of property out there.
Yes, yes.
Are there any last thoughts, anything that we've missed about what you do as director, or anything you'd like to share that we didn't touch base on?
No, not that I can think of. You've done a great job of getting the information out there, and I appreciate the opportunity to share what we do and what we've got going on and definitely what our upcoming projects are.
Exactly. I think that our parks and the county aren't always known well enough by locals. They get out and about with the outside, but you always miss the things that you have at home.
Sometimes we don't realize what we've got right at home. And then when someone suggests, hey, let's go do this or let's go look at that, and they introduce you to it, it's a great opportunity to experience what's in your backyard.
Awesome. Well, thank you for helping maintain Holmes County's backyard.
Thank you.
That was Holmes County Park Director Jen Halverson. I'm Melissa Patrick for Focus Fridays. Focus Fridays has been brought to you by Hobbins Insurance, Holmes Siding, Rohde's IGA, Millersburg Electric, Pomerine Hospital, MRV Siding, and Millersburg Tire. Don't forget to tune in to Focus Fridays each and every Friday here on WKLM. If you do happen to miss an episode of Focus Fridays, you can go to the website, WKLMFM.com, and click on the Focus Friday banner. And in the next episode of Focus Fridays, we focus in on Holmes County's Veteran Services Director, Dan Stackhouse.